Why me, of all people? Why do you think she's writing these awful missives to me? It doesn't make any sense, does it? Have you found out anything that makes some sense of this? The mothers being slaughtered? Hollywood's about to go totally insane over these murders, trust me. Mary's dirty little secret will get out. Arnold Greiner had already asked me the same questions a couple of times during the interview. Our meeting was taking place in an L-shaped glass fishbowl of an office at the heart of the LA Times newsroom. The rest of the floor was a wide expanse of desks and cubicles. From time to time, someone would pop his or her head over a cubicle wall, steal a quick glance our way, and duck back down. Prairie dogging, Greiner called it, chuckling to himself. He sat on a brown leather couch, clutching and unclutching the knees of his wrinkled gray dockers. Occasionally, he scribbled something on a legal pad on his lap. The conversation so far had focused on Greiner's background. Yale, followed by an internship at Variety, where he proofed copy and ran coffee for entertainment reporters. He had earned a staff position quickly and famously when he managed to interview Tom Cruise on the record at an industry party. 2 years ago, the LA Times had wooed him away with an offer for his own column, Behind the Screens. His reputation in the business, he told me, was for insider Hollywood stories and edgy reviews. He obviously had a very high opinion of himself. I hadn't found any further links between Greiner and either of the murders outside of the movie industry connection. Still, I wasn't prepared to believe that he'd been randomly selected to receive Mary Smith's emails. Greiner didn't seem inclined to believe it either. His focus was all over the place, though, and he'd been peppering me with questions since we started.